As the rest of the country obsesses about the national elections in 2020, some folks in Annapolis are facing a much more pressing competition. They're trying to fill the city council seat vacated last week by Shanika Henson when she was appointed to the seat in the House of Delegates long held by the late Speaker Michael Bush. A special election has been set for July 2nd, but as WYPR's Karen Hostler reports, it's not going well.
Originally, four candidates filed to run for the seat, but only two supplied valid contact information with the city clerk. One listed a phone number that no one answers and that has no voicemail set up. The only Republican listed a number that greets callers with the message that it is not in service. And in just over the past week, the list of candidates has shrunk by half. Plus, conducting what amounts to a neighborhood election just days before a long holiday weekend all but assures a poor voter turnout, says Carl Snowden, a longtime community activist.
To have the general election 2 days before the 4th of July, I think says it all, you know, in terms of turnout and all that good stuff.
Chiefly at issue is whether an urban district dominated by public housing projects can win the clout it needs to survive in an era of sharp federal budget cuts. Snowden noted there were two shootings just last weekend at one of those complexes.
So they really do need an effective leader to address some of these systemic issues that they're faced with.
There's also a question of whether the candidate who wins the seat will reflect the African-American majority in the district, known as Ward 6. Two of the four candidates who signed up for the contest last week are African-American, but one was disqualified and the other one dropped out for health reasons. Prospects for the election of an alderman of color now rest with DeJuan Gay, a 22-year-old college student whose application to enter the Democratic primary was rejected because it was missing a signature from his campaign treasurer. Gay has decided to launch a write-in campaign in which he would face both Republican and Democratic nominees.
I'm actively working that out with our team because, you know, we want to make sure that we have a strategic campaign laid in place that guarantees a win so that, you know, we aren't causing any conflict within the party or, you know, any other trouble.
Democrat Yanni Kakoyani and Republican George Michael Gallagher are both running unopposed in their respective primaries. Neither has filed a working phone number with the city clerk's office. Former Alderman Kenneth Kirby decided Monday to withdraw from the contest, robbing the race of its most likely frontrunner. He served two terms in the Ward 6 seat before retiring in 2017 and has by far the greatest name recognition of the current candidates. He agrees that his prospects were good.
So I could have come out the box pretty hard and ran with it like a thoroughbred, but considerations of family and health just have made me take a back seat for a minute.
Kirby's departure improves prospects for Kakoyani, a former member of the Annapolis Democratic Central Committee, who has worked in Kirby's past campaigns. Democrats have a 3-1 majority in the 6th ward, Snowden said, and so far, Kakoyani seems to be leading the pack in lawn signs. In a race that may draw no more than a few hundred votes, lawn signs could prove very handy. I'm Karen Hostler reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.